B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I don't even know where to start this over stuff. I want to talk about it.
Want to know what I said yesterday?
What?
I said, we were trying to think, like, what are we going to do tomorrow on the show or whatever? And I'm like, let's not even worry about it.
Dog,
every time Ramiro comes back from vacation, he doesn't shut up. He just keeps talking and talking and talking because he's got so many stories and he missed being on the radio.
Yes.
I know. So I'm like,
yeah, you know that, Pebbles. Pebbles, I mean, listen. And I was in Bali where there's like, I mean, you know, you talk to people, but it's a completely different culture, you know? So it's not like you're talking about current events in
America.
Was
there a lot of people that spoke English there?
Well, yeah, they all speak English. I mean, it's bad, broken English.
Right, right.
But, I mean, they don't have really American tourists. They have, like, their number one tourist is Chinese, which they're not getting any because they cut off any Chinese flights coming in. Then after that, it's Australian. Then after that, it's Malaysian. Then after that, it's European. Then after that, it's, like, Americans. So we literally met, let's see, the girl we took in, which I have a story about.
I can't wait to hear about that.
And then the guy who literally... Okay, I'll tell you this real quick story. So we met this other American dude.
He can't even help himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Leroy, just... Yeah, I don't even... We're not playing any music today.
Oh, geez. No.
So this dude, he's 30 years old, okay? And I met him at a... We went scuba diving, and I met him when we were taking the lessons. And he walks in, and he's like, hey, what's up? You know, and he starts telling me a story. He's 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He used to work in the... like the mining industry or something. And he was like, oh, I was like a regional manager. I was making good money, all this stuff.
Oh, he was probably loaded.
He was making good money. Yeah, he was in his 20s, working his ass off. He said one day his big boss came to him who was in his 60s and was like, listen, dude, I'm a multimillionaire. I love my family. I love them all, but don't be me. Don't spend your life just working to make money, to buy crap that you don't really care about, to impress other people. He goes, you need to live your life. You're young. So this son of a bitch sells his house, quits his job, and literally just starts traveling. And when he was in Bali. I forget where he just came from. And I was like, wait, so how long are you here for? He goes, I don't know. He goes, I was going to give my landlord money for next month for rent, but I think I want to go to South Africa and dive with sharks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yo,
what a life.
Must be nice.
I was trying to convince him.
That's
I was like,
cool.
I said, you need to either start a podcast or a YouTube channel. And he goes, I don't really care about making the money. And I'm like, no. I'm like, just to document the crap you're doing.
Right.
And the money will come to you. But this dude was like, man, I was considering leaving my family after talking to him.
Stop it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.